There are a number of potentially adverse effects that the financial crisis could have if it leads to the kind of global downturn in economic growth, which the IMF, for example, has been predicting last week in its World Economic Outlook. On world markets, the demand for some agricultural commodities is very much related to the levels of economic activity and income. So agricultural raw materials, and also some of those products which are more dependent on income levels for demand, things like some of the livestock products and so on. We'd expect perhaps to see a downturn in the demand for those and therefore a weakening in their prices. Of course, if there is a general downturn in agricultural commodity prices, then it's good news for consumers if it eventually reaches them. But it may compromise some of the efforts that we've been making to try and encourage investment in agriculture, especially in developing countries, whether it's through overseas development aid, concessional credits, foreign direct investment, a whole range of possibilities. So these are some of the reasons that we're concerned.
But in a crisis like this, wouldn't it be natural for countries, for example, such as the United States or European countries, to cut back on their overseas spending?
Yes, I mean, it's something that I think, as we've seen through history, when there is a downturn like this, there tends to be a tendency to look inwards and to cut those kind of external areas of spending. We're concerned about this because in the last year, of course, with the food crisis that we've had, many developed countries have pledged greater support to agriculture in developing countries, and we don't want to see that evaporate. So we would like to see those commitments maintained, because if we're going to try and restore stability in world food supplies and so on, then we really need that kind of productivity-enhancing investment.
Now, of course, many countries made huge commitments. I believe it was back in June at a big meeting in Rome when they were talking about the food crisis.
Yeah.
From your viewpoint, do you think countries can actually keep these commitments, or might they cut back as a result of either fear or protectionism?
It's a risk. I mean, obviously, we hope that countries will maintain their commitments. A lot will depend on how the current financial turbulence pans out. There are different views at the moment on the extent to which developed countries will go into recession, how long such recessions might continue. So obviously, the deeper and more prolonged, the greater the risk is that funds for overseas development will be restricted.
As you know, much of the media attention is now on this financial crisis and really not on the food crisis anymore.
Yeah.
Do all the conditions still exist that originally caused the food crisis?
The fundamental underlying cause for the food crisis was a long-term decline in investment in agriculture and poor productivity and so on. Then on top of that, we had a combination of events which pushed us into the high prices. And so a number of those conditions are still there, of course. With stock levels of grains, world stock levels have still not been rebuilt. If you find then that there's a downturn in activity, there's cut back in production, we could find ourselves back into the kind of emergency situations that we had earlier this year.